third time you've scored a winner against Warren Point Town. You've got the Indian sign over this time, haven't you?
I wouldn't say that now. I'm just sort of doing my job. Just, you know, as you say, the third time I've scored against them. I know a lot of the boys obviously play here and they've sort of done a bit of slagging and all, but we're just here to get the 3 points. And in fairness, Warren Point is, it's a tough place to come to get a result, as they have proved to us twice in a row. So we're just happy to go away with a win.
Last year you scored a last minute winner here, and this year you've scored a last minute winner here. It's uncanny, isn't it?
I know, that's what you said. Me being a local boy as well, just up the road, it's near, I can't show my face anywhere around here. But no, as you say, it's the boys have worked hard right to their end. You know, there's not never give up attitude. And in fairness, now they put it to us in the first half. We've come out in the second half after a sort of few words from the gaffer. You know, and in fairness, the boys have responded and we've gone on and won and got 3 points.
The second half performance was much improved on the first, wasn't it? We really looked the part.
It is, yeah.
Half.
It sort of seems to be that sort of case throughout the season. You know, we're sort of, the boys have been talking that we've only one half of the game, we only seem to be performing, whether it be the first or the second. Today it took us a while to get going, but you can't take anything away from Warren Point. You know, they've come here, obviously it's their home ground, they've put it up to us, obviously Limfield coming. But second half, obviously we picked it up, and they don't think they could really live with us, you know, with our tempo, and went on and got 2 goals and won the game.
Makes you wonder how they're at the bottom of the league, doesn't it? Performance.
It is, yeah. That's what I was saying. Obviously, we see the attitude and their work rate. You know, it's hard to believe that they're down there. You know, but it's a credit to them if they keep going. You know, hopefully they shouldn't be down there too long. As you say, I know a lot of the boys and they've been talking. Like, but hopefully they don't deserve to be there in the way they're playing.
Once Andy Waterworth got that first goal, you could sense the belief in our team we were going to get the second, couldn't you?
It was, yeah. As I say, we came out the second half and they said the tempo was quick, and it was even the same here last year. Once you got one, you knew we were going to get something from the game. Obviously this case it was only the 1-0, you know, and we never stopped working. So I say second goal, obviously we won the game, and fair play to us.
Good performances throughout our team today. Jimmy Callagher and Al Quinn, everybody, you know, chipped in second half.
It did, yeah, definitely the whole team did. As being the centre half coming from me, I didn't think we defended too well in the first half, and the two Hughes up front, I thought they worked well off each other, caused us a few problems, and obviously one of them getting the goal. But yeah, I'd say every one of us, even the ones who came on, and Dale, and fair play to him, his debut, he came on and worked and played well.
It's a great sense of relief at the end, though, isn't it?
It is. It's always the best feeling. It makes your weekend here, being as a footballer, getting the 3 points. So hopefully all the boys will enjoy it now.
There's no better way to win than such an exciting way in the last minute, isn't
it? I know. I said that we seem to make it hard for ourselves. We can't go out and comfortably win. But I say a win's a win, and 3 points is 3 points, and we'll just keep going next week.
And Coleraine next week. Another hard game, isn't it?
Another hard game. I know they got beat last night, Baker Shaders, but they're hoping to be a bounce back. But they've been playing well up to that. So every game's a hard game in this league. As I said, every team's capable of beating another team on their day.
Great for a young lad, Dale Patton, getting on today and being part of all this one.
He is, yeah. Obviously, you've trained with Dale last year and this year, and he's a great wee player, scoring 2 goals for the reserves midweek. And first, the gaffer, you know, he's not afraid to take people on and show them what they're worth. And he's done well today when he's come on.
Well, thanks a million, Mark. You've made a lot of people's weekend with that last minute goal today.
Cheers, thank you, Andy.